Man, we thought this series was going to go very differently. I thought every indication between two teams that battled each other pretty hard in the regular season, two teams built for the postseason, we'll be dissecting this for a long time to come. But knee-jerk reactions as we look at this here. The Bruins raised their game from game one and kept elevating. The Capitals peaked in game one, and they never found a way to, in game four and game five especially, for the most part, pretty quiet. Close games before that in overtime. I feel like the double overtime game when Craig Smith scored and the miscue behind the net might have turned this thing on its side, and the Capitals just never recovered from it, and now it's all over.
Yeah, I agree. I think you could look at two instances earlier on in the series. Not only the double overtime Game 3 defeat, which I agree with you was very deflating. Seems the Capitals never fully recovered from that. And if you even go a game earlier, Game 2, Capitals were less than 3 minutes away from taking a potential 2-0 series lead. Taylor Hall tied that game late in regulation, set the stage for Brad Marchand's game winner in OT, and the Bruins never looked back. That was the first of four straight to close out the series. I will say, as far as the series itself, I agree with you. I don't think any of us necessarily predicted it to be decided in five games, but we spoke before the series about two teams that were kind of trending in different directions over the last month of the season. Capitals had all the injury issues, the COVID absences. There were some nights they were only able to dress 11 forwards because of salary cap restrictions. It wasn't exactly a well-oiled machine going into the playoffs. Whereas the Boston Bruins, really since the trade deadline on, literally from the trade deadline to the end of the season, they had the best record in the league. They were the best defensive team in the league. They were healthy. And that Taylor Hall addition to complement that top line and to provide that top six scoring, all the elements we saw from Boston late in the season, to me, carried over into this first round. And again, the Caps were trending in the opposite direction. So I don't know that we necessarily saw it ending in five, but I think certainly we knew coming in this was going to be a stiff, tough challenge the Capitals faced.
Ken, this theme throughout the postseason, and when you look at the goals for and against, if you throw game four out, it was pretty close. Even tonight, pretty close all the way to the end. But the difference was that Boston's top six got the job done, and the Capitals' top six at 5-on-5 did not. In a way, it's that simple. If your big guys aren't able to carry you through, they did in game one. Alex Ovechkin was terrific in game one. Alex Ovechkin had points in the first four games of the series. He was engaged. He didn't have a lot of help. Nick Backstrom was real quiet. Tom Wilson, after that first goal in game one, was real quiet. Anthony Mantha never did score a goal. It's tough to win a playoff series when the big guys don't get the job done.
Oh, it is. It's tough. I mean, you look at it, the top six not producing the way they should produce, and they're the ones that get the majority of the ice time, typically every single night. And when your fourth line is your best line in terms of producing goals, that's not going to get you a lot of where. I mean, good on the fourth line. That's great. Good for them. But it's not good for the team because everybody else is not, you know, you have to chip in. You know, you're playing against all these guys. Bergeron's line, they do the job. And then the power play, I think the power play really let them down. In the last two or three games, they couldn't get anything going. They had opportunities tonight, nothing. They didn't even have sustained pressure down low. So, and you heard Nicholas Backstrom after last game, little frustration setting in. Maybe we should try something different. So when we look to see maybe next year, the power play we were used to seeing for the last 10 years, it may be a little different.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to. I mean, there are things even beyond that. There are going to be changes in the offseason. You can't stand pat after three straight first-round exits. There's certainly no question about that, and you're going to lose a guy to Seattle, so somebody that we just saw leave the ice, in all likelihood, we're not going to see play here again because he's going to get picked by the Kraken. So a lot of things that we'll be monitoring here over the course of the summer.